Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is show number 452. I went to the Fashion Meets Music Festival yesterday. It's going on again today. And did some interviews. Before we get started with that, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And please go to my office Facebook page and like us. That would be awesome. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. All right. Okay, so I went to the Fashion Meets Music Festival. You might remember that about 3 weeks ago, I had Melissa Dixon, their marketing director, on the show. And she was nice enough to set me up with media credentials. And so let's start with an interview that I did with Khaled Zou, spelled Z-O-U. And as it picks up, he is singing live, and that'll be followed by an interview that we did. All right, so I'm with Khaled. Khaled, hey,
how's it going?
It's good. It's good. So, you guys are with the Zou,
I'm
right?
I'm posing to look pretty. Yeah, I'm with the Zou. How's it going, man?
It's good. Awesome. Okay, so you're from Youngstown. Tell me about the music you guys do. What's your inspiration?
It's a lot of strange stuff. We always say we're non-rock inspired rock.
Okay.
When you look at rock music, everyone's inspired by their favorite rock band. So we try to get inspired by like Nintendo music or classical music or like old French music. We just find random things and bring them in and show each other at practice. Our guitar player is a jazz cat. It's just fun to mix that with our own rock songs, you know?
So you've been together for a couple of years.
Yeah, our first record came out in 2004. But we've come a long way. It's very different now.
So you're almost an overnight success then after 12 years.
After touring our stuff to 28 states by ourselves, we're finally making it. No. We're working our butts off, but it's so fun playing it, man.
So, all right, so the name of my show is The Reasons We Smile. Obviously make a lot of people smile.
Oh, nice.
And how many members do you have here? Six?
Today we have six piece. Seven piece? Seven piece, actually.
You said today. Does that mean somebody called in sick
or
something?
Well, no. It kind of depends on who can come. Sometimes we're as big as eight. We have a digital percussionist that comes to sometimes. It just kind of depends. We usually, I would say, are six, or if we have a digital percussion in sax, we end up with eight.
Okay. Now, who's the coolest person in your contact list on your cell phone?
Right now, the coolest
person? Yeah, right
person?
Now.
Oh, that's kind of tough. I hate to be name-droppy. I got Rosario Dawson in there. She's pretty cool. I love her very much. My man Norbert Leo Butts, Mickey Dolenz, a bunch of weird people that I love.
You're kidding. Mickey Dolenz?
Yeah. Oh, I play in his band.
From the Monkees?
Fantastic. Yeah, I got to play in his band. He does like a cabaret version of his show, and I get to play all those songs. It's amazing. Like Last Train to Clarksville. And it's wonderful.
What do you do for him?
And like, I sing back up, and I play guitar with him.
Okay, can you do a little bit of that?
Oh, he would
kill you?
He does it so much better. I have a very different voice than his beautiful instrument. He's fantastic.
That's cool. So where you guys go next?
Let's think. Actually, probably the next show is in Youngstown. We have an acoustic thing out in California, but that's not all of us. So probably back in Youngstown, Ohio. Beautiful sunshine in Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay. I have a buddy there.
Absolutely.
Now, when I was younger, I was in a band as well.
Nice.
And we traveled around in our own Greyhound bus that was converted.
Nice.
We started off in cars and a van. So how are you traveling right now?
Right now, we have a 15-passenger, which is the big old white ugly church van, but it's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
We had a nicer green one that we left in Tennessee when the transmission went out. We literally just rented a car and went home another way because it wasn't worth fixing. It seemed better days.
Yeah. So when do you think you're going to be on like Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, geez. Tell him to call me if you have him in your phone. Call Jimmy up. Tell him to give us a ring.
Okay. What's Jimmy's number?
We're ready tomorrow. 555.
No, no, you have an agent, I assume. No, seriously, who would somebody call?
What's that? To contact us?
Yeah.
Well, there's always the Facebooks and the emails and all that kind of stuff. Khaledzoo, Khaledzoo, at Gmail. Khaled of the Zoo at Gmail. Khaledzoo.
Okay, any relation to DJ Khaled?
You know, I wish. I always joke around that, like, as soon as he started getting famous, I was like, oh, man, I wanted to be the famous Khaled. But he says his Khaled, like salad. I say mine Khaled, like solid.
Got
but
it.
I answer to any version of it.
Okay, Khaled.
Thanks.
Well, thanks so much for the interview. We really appreciate it. Did you like Columbus?
What's that?
You enjoying Columbus?
I love Columbus. We always love Columbus.
You're going to stick around for the next day tomorrow?
Absolutely. We'll be here all weekend hanging out.
Oh, good. Good. Sounds great. All right, well, thanks so much.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Thank you for talking to me, man. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Thanks, brother.
And now a couple of his recordings. First one is Holy Moses. Next one is 0101 New Year's Day, recorded live in his living room.
Pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, brother.
Did you catch that? He was singing about grinding teeth. I hope he didn't really grind them down too bad. And I probably should have asked him about that, but I didn't. Oh well. Maybe next time. All right, so we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day right now. So you might want to remember what Khaled was doing with his teeth. Anyway, before we do it, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, the winner is going to receive a free drink from Crimson Cup Coffee, but it's not just any drink. It's one of those handcrafted drinks, you know, the latte, the all that stuff, the fancy drinks. The number to call, 459-9769. I'm sorry, that's 614-459-9769. The question is, one of Khalid Zoo's songs spoke about him doing what to his teeth? Is it A, grind his teeth, B, brush his teeth, or C, floss his teeth? All right. Again, the number to call, 614-459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line. We have Tom, Ebony, Tina, and Sheila. And I rolled a dice during the break, and it came up number two, which is Ebony. Hey, Ebony, are you there?
Yes.
Awesome. Hey, do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
Yes.
He said he would be doing what to his teeth?
I'm going to say letter A.
Letter A, grind them. That's right. That's right. Hey, stay on the line. We want to get you that coupon for a free handcrafted drink from Crimson Cup, okay?
Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. Okay, so let's go back to my interviews. This is show number 452, and the interview is from the Fashion Meets Music Festival. All right, another group I was able to hook up with and interview is the Young Natives. Before the interview, though, let's go ahead and listen to their newest release called So-So.
Oh,
I actually love their music. I really do. I know it's not necessarily the format of the station you're listening to, but I really like that. I think it's pretty catchy. Okay, before we get to the interview I did, let me just tell you that in the background you're going to hear drums just kind of beating kind of gradually, a little bit here, a little bit there. What it is the stagehand was getting the drums set up for the new politics, and so I apologize, but that was going on in the background. All right, okay, here we go with the interview.
Karinen.
Karinen.
Corey.
Corey.
I'm Ben. Nice to meet you.
Ben?
Oh. He's our other members out doing stuff right now.
Okay. All right, so you guys just got finished, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, where do you go next?
Nashville.
Nashville?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how long you guys been together?
6-7 months.
Yeah.
Only 6-7 months?
Yeah. I mean, me and Corey have been playing music together for years, but as for this band, we've been together for about 6-7 months.
Yeah.
All right, so you have any songs out right now?
Yes, we sure do. We just released a new single called So-So yesterday.
So-So?
Yes, sir. Yesterday on Apple Music.
Awesome. So we just type in So-So?
Yeah, and you can also check it out on youngnatives.us.
Youngnatives.us. Okay, so now, how would you describe your sound?
80s, 90s, pop rock.
Yeah, yacht rock.
Yeah, yacht rock, really.
What's that mean?
New age yacht rock.
Like it would be played on a yacht.
You're on a yacht.
Oh, really?
Like Hall & Oates, Phil Collins.
We're from the beach, so it's pretty beachy, yeah.
Yeah. It's a little Phil Collins influence, a little Hall & Oates influence.
Who's the guy? Jimmy Buffett. New age version of Jimmy Buffett?
not that far, but...
So where do you see yourselves in 5 years?
To work full-time?
Yeah.
Touring the world?
Full-time still.
Okay. So if you could get on one of the late-night talk shows, which one would you pick?
Ooh, man.
Conan would be cool. Kimmel would be cool.
Fallon would be sweet, too.
Honestly,
any of them
would be sweet, really.
Yeah. We'd be down for any.
Yeah. And people, if they want to reach you, they just go to that...
Youngnatives.us are on our Facebook. Young Natives Band are on Instagram at Young Natives Band.
Okay. And where are you from again?
Pensacola Beach, Florida.
All of you?
Yeah.
So you got out of there just before the hurricane, huh?
There wasn't really much of a hurricane, but yeah, we did.
It wasn't?
It wasn't bad in Pensacola at all.
Oh, okay.
Not to our standards, at least. So.
Yeah. We used to growing up with Ivan, which just tore the place apart. So.
Oh, I remember that. That came through Columbus. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Oh, came through Columbus.
It all the way up?
Yeah, it was with still Category 1, I think.
And it had no water, just wind.
Wow.
Yeah, trees knocked over, all kinds of stuff.
It's like one of the farthest traveling hurricanes, I believe.
Came That's right really back cool. down, too.
Did it really?
Yeah, yeah. It came right back for us.
I didn't know that.
We feel like a couple refugees escaping from there.
I didn't know it could do that. It came back down the coast?
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. So what do you play?
I play guitar and piano.
And?
I sing.
And?
And I play drums.
Oh, good. I'm a drummer.
Nice to meet you. That's awesome.
I used to be in a band, too. Nice. Long time ago.
What kind of drums are you?
Yamaha.
Yes, I've got a Pearl and a Gretsch. I love it.
Awesome.
Yamaha, beautiful
thing. So how you guys travel? Drive, fly?
It depends. It just honestly, it depends on what kind of show we're playing. But we usually have a shuttle bus, but it's broken down right now. So we're driving in this right here. It's a Hummer and a U-Haul.
You know, that's how I started. We started in cars and a U-Haul.
Yeah.
Well, I think we had a van. And then we got our own Greyhound bus that we converted, so it was fun.
Awesome, yeah.
Now I have a 52-foot motorhome.
Nice. Oh, cool, yeah.
That's cool.
I'll show you a picture when we're done talking.
Okay, cool.
So you have a Hummer pulling a U-Haul.
Yeah.
I should get your picture in front of it, okay?
Okay.
Let's do that. Well, hey, guys. I'll keep my eyes out.
Hey, guys.
Thank Very you so nice to meet you, brother. I appreciate
nice
it.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now. Good luck. You'll get it. It's going to grow.
Oh, yeah. It's going to keep pushing.
Yeah. Yeah, you just keep practicing, keep getting out new stuff. And,
oh, yeah.
It was nice meeting you, brother. Yeah, I appreciate
that.
Okay,
isn't that funny? Did you notice that both of those bands, the Zoo, Caleb Zoo, and the Young Natives, both of their mode of transportation has broken down. The one left theirs in, I think they said Nashville, and the other one, they didn't say where it was. So this just kind of shows how hard it is to kind of make it in show business and music. But hey, these guys seem to have talent, so I wish them both well. I wish them all well.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Rygaard from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, so hey, I'm with New Politics. They're getting ready to go on in about 45 minutes, and we're in their beautiful Airstream dressing room, kind of trailer, to get away from all the people like me. And I've got Soren and Lewis and David with me. So let's see. David, drummer.
Lewis,
the drummer.
Yeah.
Okay. And Soren, did you start this?
I did not. Well, David and I, we met in Denmark, and we started a band in Denmark. And then we went to America, and we met Lewis, who's this handsome devil.
So in Denmark, you didn't have a drummer?
Well, we did. But a friend of ours plays drums, but he wanted to go back to Denmark, and you know, we were in the middle of writing an album and stuff, and then we were really lucky to run into this guy through a mutual friend. So
awesome. So like, tell me, and whereabouts in New York? Were you in New York?
Yeah, I grew up in Long Island, and we all live in Brooklyn now.
Is it Long Island that has that? They have the Parkway, right? And all the trucks get hit by those low bridges or something?
Oh yeah, all the like the yeah, the 135 and all the low bridges. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've got a whole freeway with like the clearance is 11'2" and yeah. Trucks are 13'6".
Yeah.
So they just sit out there and listen to these like can openers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's people that can't drive, you know, basically is what happens.
Well, I'm aware of that because of my rig that I just showed you the picture of.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's 13'4". So, how would you describe you guys' music?
I guess we'd play like pop rock. I think it would be the right right description.
And energy, high energy. I mean, fun time, a party. It's really what it is, a party in a bag.
Okay. Party in a bag. And is it hard to stay in touch with family, which I'm assuming that's what David's doing?
Yeah,
David's definitely talking to a family member right now.
Yeah.
David,
yeah.
Tell Mom I said hello.
Okay, so now you guys formed in 2009, right?
2009, yes, in Denmark. And we played just a few shows, and then we were really lucky to get a record deal here in the States, so we moved over here right away. Yeah, we had only been a band for a few months before that happened.
So who's the coolest person in your cell phone contact list?
Ooh, who's the coolest person?
Besides me, which I'll give you my number in a minute.
All right, so I never was able to get the answer from them about who were the coolest people in their cell phone contact list, because their stage manager came back and said that time for them to kind of get ready for the show. So anyway, but these guys were awesome. They were really gracious, and in a little bit, we're going to hear some of their music, both live at Fashion Meets Music Festival, and then a little bit from one of their songs.
Tell me, are you a New Politics fan?
I am.
Tell me about their music. How would you describe it?
I would say that they're alternative rock. They've been pretty good for about 2.5 years or so.
Yeah.
Started hearing them about probably 2013. They've done a good job so far.
Awesome. Now, I just interviewed them a little bit ago. They said they described their music as like a party. The app is free. What would you say? No
subscriptions. That's what I'm looking for.
You're looking for a party?
We're having a party.
So did you come for the music or the fashion?
Music, absolutely the music.
Did you? What's your name?
My name is Dan Barber.
Dan, hey Dan. What's your name?
My name is Juan. It's like J-U-A-N. I'm from Argentina.
Oh, okay. Awesome, awesome. So are you a music fan?
Yes.
Do you play music?
I do.
What do you play?
I rap, I play guitar.
Really? What's the name of your band?
Well, I used to have a call them like Betrayed by My Friends or Tercer Sueño in Spanish, like a third dream translation.
Okay, okay.
So this is my friend Fernando.
Fernando, huh?
Yeah, Fernando.
Hey, how are you, man?
Good, good. Are you a musician also?
Yes, I am. I play the piano and I sing a little bit.
Good, good.
I wouldn't call myself a musician.
You wouldn't call yourself a musician?
I would call myself like a regular person who enjoys playing instruments.
Awesome.
Hey, where are you from? From Ohio?
Yes, yeah.
I'm from Argentina. Nice to meet you. You have the most beautiful city I've ever seen in my life.
Well, thank you.
Like Columbus, Ohio, beautiful.
Awesome.
It combines like the coolest things among like a big city and the cities from young people and parks, and it's like the coolest vibe.
All right, so as you can hear in the background, New Politics was getting revved up, and so now that Juan is done talking, we can listen to a little bit of the music of New Politics.
All right, so this is New Politics doing their first song.
I want to point out that if you're listening to this show after September 4th, this festival will have been over. Some of you hear the show delayed. That's all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Visit my office Facebook page at Dr. Kvitko and Associates and like us. All past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. All right, be sure to tune in next week, every week, right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.